Well, Kevin, you had a busy few days here recently. You were in Washington, D.C. First of all, let's start there. You're in D.C. Talk about that trip for Farm Bureau.
It was a quick trip to D.C. in between soybean and corn combining. We had American Farm Bureau Board of Directors meeting, a chance to do our quarterly duties as the board. Also a good opportunity to hear firsthand from Secretary Perdue about the U.S. Mexico-Canadian agreement.
So what was the feedback, Kevin? Should we be just a little cautious as you move ahead or cautiously excited about this? Seems like a lot of folks are happy to hear it. It's just some of the details we're still trying to filter out.
You know, we should be excited. It's a big move. It's an important move in new trade. But with any trade agreement, you know, the devil is always in the details and those things as we move through. When does what start and things like this. So this is a good thing for agriculture. Quite frankly, we asked to do no harm, and that's really kind of what happened. There wasn't a lot of big wins because, quite frankly, NAFTA was a very good thing for agriculture. We've seen ag exports quadruple over the old NAFTA, but there were some issues with automobiles and other things. But this new agreement, it's good. It's better for dairy. It's going to increase our access. It's going to eliminate Class 7. One of the things that we don't talk a lot about, but we'll have a big deal, will be grading standards as it deals with wheat in Canada. That will be very helpful for our Minnesota farmers. But this will increase access to chickens, eggs, turkeys, and some other things we typically don't think of, and those that needed to be improved or modernized. It improves the science-based, both sanitary and phytosanitary standards. It's enhanced information exchange and cooperation on biotechnology, something that hasn't been addressed in the past. So this is a good deal for agriculture.
I know many folks would have said, too, Kevin, if we had to start from ground zero or step one on a new NAFTA, that would have been worst-case scenario.
It would have been terrible, and I think one of the things we had is we had some agreements in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, that gave us a good target to move forward, and many, quite frankly, are better than they were in TPP, and we're the only country with that agreement.
Did you get any, I know a lot of folks at World Dairy last week were saying, yeah, we get 3-point-some percent access to Canada. Well, that's not a whole lot. What is that really going to mean? But I guess it's all comparable on to what you're talking about. 3% of a million is more than 3% of 100. So it's all, I guess you got to factor that in too.
If you do, and it's out of 3-point-something percent, not everybody. So that's a big deal. I mean, it's trade agreements. They aren't necessarily all big at each one. You have to put them together. We were fortunate, you know, not just over a week ago, having a Taiwanese trade team in. You know, they bought some Minnesota and Iowa soybeans, signed a letter of intent. You know, that's $1.56 billion of soybeans. Well, doesn't sound like a lot to some people, but yet that's our sixth largest market. So every trade agreement is important.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us this morning. Kevin, were there any words in D.C. when you were there saying what did the U.S. have to sacrifice or maybe bend a little bit in this new agreement with Mexico and Canada? Is there anything we had to sacrifice at all, do you know?
Well, I think probably our ego a little bit would be one thing. But for autos, this is, you know, there has been some areas NAFTA was not as good as it was for agriculture. So automobiles and things like that, I think that will be one of the things that's a big change. And it's just, again, working together. We've got such a North American system as we deal with Canada and Mexico. It was important to get this one done, get it signed here shortly. But got to remember, the hard work is still to come. We've got to have it ratified by all three countries. So Farm Bureau will be talking to all our elected officials about the importance of trade and the importance for them to support the USMCA agreement.
We also have work on the Farm Bill continuing. We heard some comments from Chairman Conaway here this morning, and it seems like there's still some optimism yet before maybe the end of the year to get something done, Kevin.
Well, I have to come clean. I didn't hear those comments on the on your radio before that, so I'm not sure what he said. Did have a chance on Saturday to spend some time with Congressman Peterson and get an update of where they are. Certainly they're moving in the right direction. They know it's important to get this farm bill done as soon as possible, but blending two versions into one sometimes makes it difficult. But, you know, we're lucky to have a Minnesotan at the table, one of the four negotiators, as we work through this. And we'll get a farm bill done. They know how important it is.
I know at World Dairy last week, too, we'll hear comments later on this morning. We spoke to John Newton with American Farm Bureau. And from a Farm Bureau standpoint, they put in a lot of time and work on this new dairy. I like to call it kind of dairy insurance program here, which is going to roll out tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a great opportunity. It just shows, you know, with the insurance industry, that public-private partnership, how important it is to have people besides government involved in the innovation. And we did hear from Dr. Newton directly at our board meeting as well, working towards how good this potential can be.
So, Kevin, you're waiting for things to stop raining in your neck of the woods here this week, or?
We are. We had a few, three good days of combining, and then about 3 days of rain, and then a day of combining, a day of rain. We actually went yesterday, had a good day. Yesterday got rained out yesterday afternoon, and the rain has hit the windshield here this morning as I speak. So today is going to be an office day or a shop day, one of the two. Maybe it'd be a good day to dust off that KSM sign in my shop.
I was wondering if that was still sitting in the truck or not, Kevin.
No, it is not in the truck. It is in the shop.
How are things yielding so far at all, Kevin, so far in the field?
Well, soybeans have been maybe a little surprisingly better than I thought. We've had some that, quite frankly, have been above average. Some areas where it's just too wet. Corn has been disappointing, where it ran out of nitrogen. It just had the wet feed all year. Some crops I think are going to be average or maybe a little bit above. So definitely variable. I think this is one of those years we use all five colors of the yield monitor probably in the same round.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp joining us. Mr. Papp, we appreciate your time this morning. Best wishes here as the week goes along. We'll stay in touch, okay?
We will. Just reminding everybody, all the listeners, a lot of traffic out there in the rural roads. Everybody watch out for the trucks, combines, slow-moving equipment. Be safe out there. Think about what we're doing.